Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 and 7. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? In Old Testament times, God gave his people a visible reminder of his presence called the Ark of the Covenant. There was a time when the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the Philistines, who had defeated Israel in battle and claimed the Ark as their prize. Since they already believed in many gods, why not add the God of Israel as well? So they placed the Ark in the temple of their god, Dagon. The next morning, when they went to worship Dagon, there he lay, face down before the Ark of the Lord. So Dagon was put back in his place. The next morning, it was the same result. Dagon, face down, before the Ark of the Lord. But this time, his head and hands had broken off. Message received. The Ark needed to go back to Israel because Dagon could not handle being in the presence of the Lord. God has placed in our hearts an awareness that there is a God and a desire to know that God. Throughout the course of human history, different gods and goddesses, spirits and mystical powers have been proclaimed as gods. But who then is like me? Asks the Lord. The best that the false worshipers could hope for is that their gods and goddesses would send rain and grow their fields, and grow their families and flocks. If they gave the right sacrifices, perhaps those gods would listen. The Lord God stands alone. He does something that sinful minds couldn't have even imagined. He came to us, wearing our flesh and blood. He redeemed us, taking our sinful failures upon himself. He loves us, promising his presence with us through life and preparing a place in eternity with him when this life comes to its close. Truly, the God of the Bible stands alone. Lord God, help me to see you for who you are, eternal, powerful, and singular in your love for fallen humanity. Move my heart to serve you in my life. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.